T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. In Midwood, Brooklyn, a couple of visitors from Israel are recovering from a violent attack.
Police are looking for two suspects who attacked two female tourists from Israel just after midnight Thursday. Police say the attackers had a knife and taser. It happened at the Avenue I subway station on the F line in Brooklyn. Ahmed works at the deli just outside the station.
Yeah, people are scared. They're asking me what happened. But it happened like nighttime.
The two victims, ages 20 and 21, were visiting from Israel and returned home after being released from the hospital after sustaining cuts and bruises. The attackers made off with the victims' iPhones and pocketbooks. Andrew Falzone, 1010 Winds in Midwood.
And there is surveillance video of the suspects. You can see it at 1010winds.com. Winds News Time, 12:03. Police are looking for a couple of would-be robbers in a violent home invasion in Freeport, Long Island. They ended up not actually taking anything because a resident got home, saw what was going on, and ran to a neighbor's house and called the police. The two suspects with guns had attacked and restrained a man and woman in the house and were going through it for cash before they were interrupted. No one was seriously hurt and nothing was reported missing, but Nassau County cops would still like to find these two guys and would like to hear from anyone with information at 800-244-TIPS. Police are also asking for help finding some guys who beat and robbed a 13-year-old boy in the Bronx. This happened a couple of weeks ago, the afternoon of November 22nd near Seward and Castle Hill Avenues. And they are out with some video now. You can see it at 1010winds.com. The boy told the police the guy surrounded him, then beat him and stole his iPhone and belt. Again, anyone with information invited to report it at 800-577-TIPS. It's the day that would live in infamy. December 7th, the day Pearl Harbor was attacked 78 years ago. There are memorial observations there and here at the Intrepid Museum. President Susan Marinov-Zausner tells 1010 Winds a 98-year-old man and a 100-year-old local survivor are there today.
Each year there are fewer and fewer survivors that come. And the emotion runs quite deep. When we have a survivor speak about the experience, about being there, about seeing his fellow man, really go right in front of his eyes. There's just nothing more profound.
There are also family members of other survivors who have since died, marking the day with a wreath-laying ceremony. In Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, the annual commemoration is happening as planned with no changes, 3 days after a U.S. sailor killed two civilian workers and injured another before killing himself at the naval base. The investigation is still searching for a motive in the shooting. The gunman identified as Navy sailor Gabriel Romero, who was on active duty, assigned to the USS Columbia attack submarine. An incident on Long Island from last year's holiday season has led to criminal charges. Panic over a possible active shooter at a Comac Walmart a little more than a year ago created chaos, separating parents from their kids as people scrambled for safety. Cops now say it was all over a staged altercation, a prank. And they've arrested 24-year-old Marquise Graham of Philadelphia. He's charged with second-degree riot, criminal mischief, unlawful assembly, and reckless endangerment. Suffolk County police are still looking for the other guy involved in it. They say the two were pretending to fight over a pair of headphones, and someone yelled something about a gun. The 911 call center was flooded, and some shoppers briefly couldn't find their kids. Lots of Santas are coming to Hoboken today and his friends like elves and reindeer, and they are all thirsty. It's SantaCon Day on that side of the Hudson this time. Next weekend, they will have their annual pub crawl party in Manhattan. Hoboken Police Chief Kevin Ferrante tells 1010 Winds they'll be in close contact with the participating bars and be able to respond quickly if any Santas get too sloppy.
We look to work with the bars. We want good communications because the last things we want is brawls. We don't want civilians getting injured. We don't want police officers getting injured. We don't want underage drinkers. We don't want 5,200 people going to hospitals like we've had in the past for over-intoxication.
Last year, 14 people were arrested and 33 got tickets for public intoxication and urination. New Jersey Transit has banned any alcohol on trains today and tonight. And anyone who is participating in SantaCon is asked to bring gifts for kids to donate to charity. The bars will be collecting them. Amazon is coming to New York after all. It's not bringing the big HQ2 it was proposing for Long Island City last year, but it will be leasing a major Manhattan office space where 1,500 local employees will work. The space is near Hudson Yards on 10th Avenue and will house consumer and advertising units for the company. Opponents of the HQ2 deal are saying, see, Amazon will come to New York if it wants to without massive tax breaks. State Senator Michael Gennaris among them.
This is what many of us thought and knew was going to happen from the very beginning of this conversation. And we dodged a very large bullet by not having to sacrifice public dollars to make this happen.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeted a picture of herself sitting on a couch with the caption, me waiting on the haters to apologize after we were proven right on Amazon and saved the public billions. The deaths of three men found after a fire in Queens last month are being called homicides. Police are not saying whether the fire was deliberately set or whether the fire killed them and have not released their names yet. The fire happened in an abandoned home on Farmers Boulevard and Jordan Avenue in St. Albans, November 21st. The building was vacant and had been cited for several violations. Firefighters found the bodies, and four firefighters were hurt getting the flames out. One fell through a hole in the floor. The investigation continues.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.